Do you remember much about like village life? You were saying how many shops there were when you were just when you were a child.
Yeah.
So talk me through the main street.
I mean, the main street. I mean, we had down the bottom. We had the hotel, which at that time was just one big hotel. I mean, it's split in two now, but it was one big Carmichael hotel, which was a busy hotel because people came from Dundee just for their summer holidays, and they're very far. It was a busy hotel. You came up the street. In the big three-storey building, which is still there, there were two shops. One was a post office and paper shop, one was a grocer's shop, and they both had flats above them for donors. And then there was a sort of low, if you're looking up the street, there's a lot of sort of single-storey bit which belonged to the grocer's shop. And then you had the dairy, which is still called the dairy, but no longer a dairy. And then the house that we stayed in, Ashley, and then sort of two up and down flat, and then Alpine Cottage, which at that time was a bed and breakfast.
Yeah.
Mrs. Gow owned Alpine Cottage. And then on the other side, sort of opposite our house, opposite Ashley, was Harley's Stores, at various names. It changed its name every time somebody bought it. There was the third shop was there, and then after 1958, the garage was there. But before 1958, that was gardens. All the houses in the street had a sort of... Some of them, we had a garden at the back, but some didn't have gardens at the back, and they didn't. They had a sort of an allotment plot where the garage is built.
Just on the main street, yeah.
On the main street. And then down below that was the Smiddy, Blacksmiths, which where your granny still stays. It would be knocked down... well, it was knocked down when the garage was built, actually.
Oh,
okay. No, I mean, round about 58, I think I was about 56. Early, you know, round about, I was 12, 13, I think, when the garage was built, because I well remember it being built. And the blacksmiths was knocked down. So the street was quite different in these days, because you had three shops. Before 56, 58, you didn't have the garage, you had garden ground, but you had the old blacksmiths. The hotel was different, because it was, instead of being split in two, it was just one big hotel. The church was always there. I mean, and the houses were the same, but the actual shop, garage, the sort of commercial side of the street was different, a lot different.
Okay.
And a lot busier as well, because there were three shops.
Yeah.
And people did their shopping there. They didn't go down to their shop, they just went to the village shop.
So you could pretty much get everything?
You could get anything you wanted. I mean, the Harley store, McDonald's stores, as it was called, down the street, and the post office, really, you could get everything.
Did you get vans up?
Yeah, I was going to say, there was a lot of vans came. Co-op van came twice a week because my mother was a great co-op customer. Co-op van went round all the houses twice a week. And there was others vans, there was two or three butchers vans came maybe once a week. Fish van, I can remember. Baker's vans. So there was, you know, there was maybe six different vans came over the course of the week.
Yeah.
And those other vans came, and those vans came not so often, but maybe with clothes and shoes and things.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Take your pick from that.
Sort of mobile drapery, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Because people didn't have cars in these days. You know, if they went to town, you had to go in the bus. So it was very much, everything was concentrated in the village, really. You know, all the shopping and socialising was done in the village.
Yeah.
And sort of supplemented by the vans that came in.